Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Everyone, welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Doreen Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening, and as always, we've got a great show for you tonight. We'll be taking your calls live on the air in just a bit to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. So give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. And if you are a business interested in advertising on our show, please contact us via email at radio@foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or you can call us at the office at 631-425-7707. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Renata Santarelli, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. First, we have a couple of quick updates. Our Holiday of the Earth raffle is all set for April 22nd, and with every $5 raffle ticket that you purchase, you'll have five chances to win a reading with one of our certified mediums. Now, the mediums participating in this raffle are Amy Utzman, Angelina Diana, Dustin Livers, Rebecca Ann LeCicero, and Dave Campbell. And on Sunday, May 6th, we hope that you'll join us for an afterlife luncheon in Melville, New York. And this is a fundraiser that you won't want to miss. This event features our very own certified medium and author, Kim Russo, as well as the president of the Forever Family Foundation, and he is the author of 9 books, Lloyd Auerbach. And this luncheon and presentation lasts all afternoon, so this will be from 12 noon until 5 p.m. So be sure to register at our website. And finally, our summer grief retreat has been finalized, and we'll be back at the wonderful guest house in Chester, Connecticut. And the dates for this event are Friday, August 17th, through Sunday, August 19th. This is such a healing event. Our certified mediums and other facilitators will be there. And if you'd like to attend, you should try to make your reservations now, since early bird rates will end for this event on April 1st. For more information about all of our upcoming events, please go to the website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show tonight. Tonight, as you know, is Mediums and Messages, and we'll be opening up our phone lines in just a few minutes, and we do look forward to taking your calls. So on that note, let me introduce our guest. Our guest medium tonight is Renata Santarelli, and she's also a certified research medium with the Winbridge Institute. Renata is a healer. She is a Reiki master and a matrix energetics practitioner. She's also a grief facilitator, and she's been a radio host herself for many, many years. And I'm also very excited to share with everyone that this fall, Renata will be releasing a children's book, and it's all about how a grandmother, a Nona, takes her grandchildren on a magical journey through nature. This is so cool, and we're so happy to have Renata here with us again tonight. Hi, Renata.
Hello, Doreen. Thank you for having me once again. And
oh, welcome to the show. I love having you on this show.
And happy birthday to you. It is Doreen's birthday today.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Yes, siree, another year has passed. But we make the most of them, yes?
Yes, we do.
Yes, always. So before we get into anything, tell us a little bit more about the book. I'm so excited about this. This is The Magical Journey. What's this about?
Yeah, it's going to be a series of books. And the first series is The Magical Journey. It all came about when I actually took a vacation last year and I went to the wonderful Smoky Mountains. And I do have three young grandchildren, and they love for me to tell them stories. And while I was relaxing, this all came to me on that beautiful front porch. And a series of stories came through. And in the core of the stories, that they're adventures of connecting back to nature. And how everything in nature has its own story, whether it's the trees or stone, and the importance of being in nature, because it naturally, for all of us, it's a very quieting experience. It's away from all the chaos. And so anyway, Anona is an Italian for grandmother. Throughout this series, it's teaching young children the importance of being in nature, that everything has a story. Each of us have a unique story. We all have our backstory. And it's also about teaching and sharing the importance of kindness to oneself and to others, and listening to your heart and the wonderful treasures and stories they can create themselves as they are exploring nature and how they're connected to it. And one of the books that will be coming out hopefully in spring of next year, on one of the adventures, the children discover a different little boy. He looks a little different. And however, he doesn't quite use his voice to speak because he has an issue with hearing. However, he uses his hands to communicate.
Oh, that's very cool. And this sounds so wonderful, a whole series of books like this. And you know what? It's not even... You're saying back to nature. I think this is back to basics. I love
back
that.
Back to basics. It's back to basics and the importance. And, you know, I have three small grandchildren, and I realize that as adults, we're plugged into all the electronic devices.
Yeah.
It's just part of our daily lives. And I just really feel it's getting back to basics, allowing them to explore and use their imagination. And also, many different schools across the country, not a lot right now, are using meditation and quiet time for those that are sent to for behavior problems.
Right.
And so that's all in it. So every story that's in the series, it deals with life's issues, but it's really getting back to the basics and teaching one that when they can quiet their minds and use their imagination, many wonderful insights can come.
Oh, this is wonderful. I love hearing this. We're going to have you back on the show as soon as you start to release these. Is that hopefully later this year?
I'm hoping maybe in about 4 months.
Oh, awesome.
They're being illustrated because I wanted it to be illustrated. I didn't just want the words.
Right.
I actually, and that takes more time.
Uh-huh.
And so it's really, you know, children are so precious. And up till the age of 5, they use their imaginations. They kind of listen to their natural instinct. Around the age of 5, they're in society, and they kind of lose that. So I'm really trying to remind them that the things they discover and having an imaginary friend or anything or whom they speak to is really just a natural part of themselves. And I'm trying to have them reconnect to that and to not lose it.
Yeah, that's a good point you bring up, you know, because I think there's something to the whole imaginary friend thing with kids, you know, and whether it's that they are connecting with their higher selves or they're connecting with angels or, you know, or even really, really young ones, they're connecting with spirit because why? No one told them that they couldn't, you know, they haven't been shaped that way yet, you know, their minds. So, yeah, this is very cool.
So much for my vacation.
Yes, there you go. That's what happened.
7 days just riding, and it's wonderful. But I'm very, very excited. Excited about it.
Yeah, this sounds a lot of fun. We'll have you back on the show again as soon as these books start coming out. This way we can talk a little bit about the different books and the different stories. I think a lot of parents are really, really going to relate to this. I mean, a lot of parents read stories to their kids, you know, and kids are a little bit advanced now, and they're reading at a younger age. So this is going to be great. This is awesome. I'm so excited for you with this.
Thank you. I'm so excited for all the children and my own. I wanted to leave a legacy behind for my grandchildren.
Yeah, well, you certainly are doing that. a legacy for those little grandbabies of yours. Okay, we were going to chat about a couple of other things, but we actually have to go to commercial break.
Okay.
So we're going to take a very short break. When we come back, we'll speak more with Renata, and we'll be opening up our phone lines to callers. So stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The Camlack Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the Camlack Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlack.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one. Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Windbridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a WindBridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the ForeverFamilyFoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Malloy, your host for this evening. And if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Renata Santarelli. So we're going to go to our phone lines. And before we take our first caller, I just want to mention we always try to get to as many calls as we can. And if we take your call on the air and you'd like to have a connection to spirit, I'm going to say your first name, get you up on the air, and we do need to hear your voice because that really helps us to kind of connect with you and connect with your loved ones on the other side. So you can just let us know if you'd like a quick mini reading. All right, you ready to go, Renata?
I'm ready.
Okay, I think our first caller tonight is Bridget calling in from New York. Are you with us, Bridget?
Yes, hi.
Hi, welcome to the show. Would you
Thanks
like
for
to
taking
have
my call.
Yes, you're very welcome. Would you like to have a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for us?
I'd like a connection, please.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to turn it right
Bridget,
over to Renata.
How are you? Thank you for calling in. Bridget, would you happen to have a connection to the month of August with someone who's passed?
Yes.
Okay. And would you happen, is there a male that you're wanting to come through? Because there is a very strong male around you.
Yes, and he's
and,
connected
I'm
to
getting
the August.
August and the month of December. Okay.
Oh,
and also, Bridget, do you have a small black dog or it has like tan ears that would be here or past?
Small black.
I can't hear her. Is
yeah,
it
try to speak
dog?
Up if you can a little bit, Bridget. Speak up if you can.
Okay, we used to have a Doberman, which is a black dog. It's not
is
very
Is that dog
small,
passed
though.
As well? Is that dog passed, please?
Yes.
Okay, because the male that's connected to me is with the dog. But it's like he's holding him. Did you receive the dog as a baby or as a puppy?
Yes.
Okay, because he's holding it like a baby. They're standing next to each other. And would you know the name Michael and the name Stephen, please, or Steve?
Well, Stephen would be my brother-in-law who passed.
He's saying hello. And what about the name Michael, please?
That's somebody that passed, Michael?
Yes.
A very good friend. Very good
okay,
friend.
They're saying hello to you. And also, really quickly, is your mother passed or here?
My mother's passed.
She's saying hello to you. And does someone have a birthday in the next few weeks, around Easter or April?
My mom's birthday is the 18th of this month.
Okay, so she's saying, thank you for thinking of me, and, oh, bless your heart. She's sending you so much love, and mm-hmm. I'm going to give it over to Doreen, but she showed me a cross. But I see it more in memory of her. Rather, it's like a Celtic cross or a special cross, something about a cross.
We have many.
Okay.
Many.
Okay. So happy, and really quickly, is your dad here or passed?
My dad's passed.
Okay, they're coming in together, and whatever you're going through, another 3 months, things are going to start shifting and changing. Okay.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Many, many blessings and hugs to you. Doreen, do you want to add anything?
You know, as you were talking, the only thing I was getting also, Bridget, I don't know if you become aware of your parents around you, especially your mom. I feel like strong mom energy around you, but I feel like her energy is like coming through very playful, almost like she tries to get your attention when you least expect it, and it could be in a very lighthearted way. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do sense and feel them, yes.
Yeah. Well, your mom has fun with that because I almost feel like she plays with you a little bit. You know, she really kind of enjoys getting your attention. And then you notice, you know, when she's around or you're sensing her energy, you're picking up on that. And it almost feels
saying,
like, yeah?
Is she saying how she, like what sign she sends or?
Well, they can send a lot of different signs. I feel like you sense your mom more when you're in the house than outside of the house. I'm feeling like you're going about your business or, you know, whatever you're doing in the house. And then when you least expect it, it's almost as if she's right behind you. Or she's in the room with you, or you get a sense of her. And don't be surprised, by the way, if she points you to something. Like, for instance, you might be, you know, doing your housekeeping or whatever, and for whatever reason, you feel drawn to go to a different room or a different area that you really weren't planning to, and you might find something of hers or something out of place. Because your mom's energy comes through to me very playful, and I just feel like she enjoys that interaction with you. And also, yeah, see, she's just showing me you actually know when it's her instead of somebody else, like, because you can sense them, more than one of them. But she says you could tell the difference when it's her, when she's around. Do you understand?
Yes.
Yeah. So she has fun with this. She has fun with this with you. Your mom is almost like the hub on the other side. I kind of feel like all those people Renata was talking about and mentioning, they're all kind of like around her. but she's like the hub, you know, and still running things on the other side. So it's just kind of the way she brings her energy through. You want to add anything else before we close, Renata?
Yeah, really quickly, your mom says your dad is still quite the rascal. And that's putting it lightly. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, and also he says he can breathe. He can breathe.
Aww.
As long as you understand.
That's good. Yes.
Okay. Many blessings to you, Bridget. Keep doing what you're doing to make the connections. You're doing a very wonderful job.
Yeah, you're doing a great job. You're really sensing them. But thank you so much for calling in, and I hope that this helped you just a tiny bit.
It was great. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay, let's get to our next caller. I think we have Kathy calling in from Pennsylvania. Are you with us, Kathy?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi, welcome to the show. Would you like...
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Would you like to have a connection, or did you have a question for Renata?
A connection, please.
Okay. Hi, Kathy. I hope you're staying warm in Pennsylvania.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Listen, I have three people that just popped in for you very quickly. I've got, is your mother also passed, or is she here?
She's passed.
Okay. She's with you. And then I feel like I'm yelling for some reason this evening. And then also, do you know the name Danny or Daniel? Connected in your family?
Yeah, I have a cousin, but he's still living.
He's still here. Okay, well, actually, she just corrected me. Is St. Patrick's Day mean anything to your family? Is that a huge thing?
No, not really.
Okay, there's something about Danny and St. Patrick's Day with her also. And the other thing, do you burn a lot of candles? I don't know why I'm asking you, but do you use a lot of candles? Or
No.
Okay, now I understand what she's saying. When we're on the air, it's difficult because we only have so much time. But you receive signs from your mother and others, but at the same time, you don't always trust what you're receiving. And she wants me to say to you that I'm trying to figure out how to say this. Your mother could be a little bossy. Does that make sense? Well, I don't mean it in that way. Like, she wants me to say it a certain way, and she's talking, and I can't quite hear her. Except for the fact that Doreen, I'm going to let you take this for a moment because I'm getting hit with a lot of stuff right now.
Okay.
And I'm not sure where this is going. So.
Okay. So a couple of things, Kathy. I sent your mom there also. You know, when Renata mentioned candles, I'm going to tell you what I saw because I get a lot of imagery and a lot of symbolism in my mind when I'm connecting with spirit. I was seeing somebody lighting the candles with the little stick like you would in a church. You know where the area where you have the candles that you go and you know, light from one candle to the other. Do you understand? Does your family
do
this?
Yes, I do that sometimes.
Somebody? Okay.
I do it sometimes.
You do it. Okay.
Okay.
Because that's what, as soon as Renata said candles, that's what I was seeing. I was almost seeing, like, the prayers go with this, the church candles. And that's what it was that she showed me inside the little glass, you know, receptacles.
Yes.
You also have, there's a male on the other side. I'm kind of picking up on him a little bit younger. I don't know if this is somebody around your age or younger than you. Do you understand this?
Yes.
But I get him on the younger side. Do you understand?
I believe so.
Okay. And I get a really quick passing with him. I just feel like... There was quite a bit that was unsaid. I almost feel like his passing is really tragic. It's like he's snapping his fingers for me, so I know that this was very, very quick. Now, is this connected to you as a blood relative? And it feels a little bit younger. Is this like a son or a nephew? Where does this come in?
Well, actually, I was thinking it was my husband who passed quickly. I mean, he had been ill, but still he passed quickly. We weren't expecting it.
There's something very unexpected about what happens the last minute, even sometimes when people are going through illness. It's so funny, though. He keeps showing me himself as a younger guy. That's why I asked you, was this like a son? I'm feeling like I have to talk about how good I look. Like he's like really good looking, and he's showing me his hair, and his hair is really nice, and And I would have said, like, yeah, this is a younger guy, but I think he's showing me this way because he wants you to know he's okay, he's whole and complete on the other side, as they all are, okay? Mm-hmm. And that he's around you quite a bit also. And I do feel like he's, okay, see, he just showed me both my symbols. He's come to you in dreams. He showed me my dream symbols, all of them. Now, do you remember? Do you remember your dreams?
Yep.
Okay.
I write them down.
Definitely coming to you in dreams. But he says sometimes you feel him around also. And I think you can tell the difference if it's your husband and if it's your mom. But I got to tell you, your husband's mm-hmm. energy comes through really young, very youthful. And I think he's doing it on purpose. And also, I have mm-hmm. to, okay, was he like a sports guy or is there somebody into sports? Like I'm seeing sports memorabilia type stuff or like who?
Yeah, he had a lot of football. He had a lot of football stuff.
Okay. Yeah, like I'm seeing like all the tchotchkes for sports and all of that stuff. Okay, so that's just a little tidbit he shares about himself. Did you want to add anything else,
yes,
Renata? Go ahead.
Because now I understand something. Your mm-hmm. mother, was your mother a strong person? Because they were overriding each other. But this is why he keeps showing Doreen him being young and healthy and good-looking. It was so difficult mm-hmm. for you to see his process from the time he was, what was going on with him, and he wants you to remember him that way. Also, I need to tell you about the signs that you receive, and they both tell me mm-hmm. that you understand. There are signs from your mother and your husband that resonate and relate to each of them individually. And you, my dear, Kathy, is your name Catherine?
Kathleen.
Kathleen, you need to trust your own intuition because you're opening up more and more spiritually. Do you understand what they're saying? You are starting to receive
Absolutely.
Your own information, your own. And so, and he's very happy for you as well as your mother. Let go of the fear.
Okay.
Let go of the fear. and we know how difficult it is. Let go of the fear because you have messages to share with others, especially with other women and people that are dealing with the loss of a partner, a husband, a wife.
Wow. Okay.
Do you understand? Does this resonate?
Yeah. Yeah, I've tried to help a couple of people who have gone through it after me.
And it's almost like they're asking you to be the messenger and you don't know what to do. Trust that what you receive, and it is up to them to accept it or not because
mm-hmm.
you're doing it out of love. Okay, trust yourself. And with those two there, and is your dad there? Is your dad passed?
Yes.
Okay, because he's standing behind them because these two are talking. So, my dear, just continue to open up and receive and trust yourself and know that you are, you're never this, let me just say it this way. When we lose a loved one, regardless of whom it is, every loss is different. When your husband passed and he was diagnosed and he did pass very quickly, a part of you was gone as well. You are the same, but you're not the same. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
And he just wants to love you and hug you, and I don't know why he keeps flicking a lighter, but almost like a concert. He's doing a concert for you. So I don't know if you guys used to go to concerts or music was very important, but I'm seeing the big lighter flick, 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 because you're on stage. You're on stage. I hope this is helpful.
Oh, wow.
Trust yourself.
It's very,
And I'm just going to add one more thing, Kathy.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
What were you going to say?
I just wanted to ask a quick question, and it's probably too soon, but my husband's niece, mm-hmm. We just found out today, young girl, passed away yesterday, very unexpectedly and very tragically, and I was just wondering
if there
was
anything
about that.
That's why I had to stop and ask Doreen to come in.
Okay, go ahead, Renata.
Okay.
She is okay. She's going through that process of a life review, but all of her family is with her.
Okay.
But you already know and sense her around you. Does that make sense?
I don't, but I think I will.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right now, she's going through. Yes, mm-hmm. They're all around, and because we only have so much time on the air, and that's because I was hit very weary. I wasn't sure what it was, and mm-hmm. but she is in the light. She is with them, and I know everybody's going through because it's just so soon.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And you will connect with her. I'm so sorry you had a passing this close to the show.
Yes.
But one other thing I'm just going to leave you with, Kathy, and this comes from your husband. And he said to let you know that as you continue to develop, your loved ones on the other side are going to help you with this process. So you have helpers. You actually, I'm going to correct myself, you have like a whole cheering section over
yes,
there.
Yes, she does. Concert.
Okay. And yeah, that's the concert connection you were feeling. So listen, just trust that whenever you're giving somebody else messages as you continue to develop, your loved ones, your husband, mm-hmm. especially your husband and your mother, are really going to assist you from the other side. So just know that they're with you, okay? And I hope this helps you just a little
Thank
bit today.
Thank you so much. Oh, wonderful. Absolutely
you are very
wonderful.
Welcome.
Thank you so
You're
much.
You're very welcome. All righty. Okay, I think we have time for one more call, so before we have to go to break. Let's see. We have Sue calling in from South Carolina. Are you with us, Sue?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Hi, welcome to the show. Would you like to have a reading, or did you have a question?
A reading, please.
Okay.
Hello, Sue. Thank you for calling in. Just give me a moment.
Hello, Renata.
There's a lot of mother energy around you. Is your mother here or past, and is there another female you're wanting to make a connection to?
She's past.
Okay. Do you have a sister that's here or past, or another female in your family?
I have a sister. I have a sister that's still here.
Okay. Excuse me. Just give me a moment. Did your mother pass? Did she have trouble breathing before she passed, or is there somebody else going through that right now?
No. No.
Okay. I'm just picking up. All right. I've got a just a moment. Doreen, I'm going to let you take this because somebody else is coming in. I can't. Just give
okay.
me a second. Let me ask, is there a male that you wanted to connect with as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Did he have issues breathing or?
No, he died tragically. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Because it's almost like I don't know what's hitting me, and he's just really connected me to be very strong. but I can't speak if, Doreen, go ahead and let me just
okay.
ask.
Okay, yeah, I'll jump in because I was actually getting a connection for you, Sue, to a male as well. And, this is a very fast mm-hmm. passing I'm getting with him. And why am I getting with this male? He's kind of showing me that prior to his passing, something about, like, life being confusing or there's chaos around him. Like, a lot was going on in his life. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Because, and the reason why I'm asking you like this, he's showing me, that's the element that he's showing me, but I also feel like this had a very strong emotional impact on him. Do you understand?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Was he in the military by any chance?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm just getting a lot of emotional stuff coming up around this. I get a very fast passing. He snaps his fingers whenever they do that. I know that it's very, very mm-hmm. quick. This does feel tragic for me, and I also feel like, this is kind of interesting because I feel like the rug got pulled out from under a lot of people, meaning they did not expect this. However, at the same time, I'm being shown somebody had a premonition something was going to happen. Was that you, or is he talking about someone else?
No, he must be talking about someone else.
Someone else. Okay, like somebody was worried about something, or they had a premonition, and they said, you know, I'm really worried about what might happen, or I'm just getting a weird feeling. Because sometimes people get that, and they really can't quite put their fingers on it. He comes through to me on the younger side. Hang on a second. And I'm also seeing, okay, he's telling me to talk about something with his handwriting on it. Do you understand this?
No.
Like
no,
a card or a book or something that has, or I don't even want to say it's a book.
Oh, I just, oh yeah, I just found a card from him two days ago, a birthday card that he gave me.
Okay, and it's got his handwriting in it, right?
Yes, his handwriting.
So the reason he's bringing that up and showing that to me is to let you know that he was with you at the moment that you found that. He knows that you have that, okay? I have to tell you, his energy around you is pretty strong. But you have a lot of people in spirit. It's strong. He's strong. I think he's tried to give you kind of a heads up when he's around. He does show me connecting with you in dreams also, so I know you're getting the dream connection. I don't know if you're always remembering, though. Do you have trouble remembering your dreams? Or?
Yes, I have trouble remembering my dreams.
Okay, but he wants you to know I have connected with you in the dream state. So that's kind of cool. I mean, he wants to, like, verify that for you, okay? Hang on a second. Let me just see what he says thank you to you. He's thanking you not only for what you did, but also for the way that you speak about him or the way you talk, like the things that you say. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because he says, you make me sound wonderful. You make me sound so good. And I think you speak higher of him or highly of him in a way that maybe he would have embarrassed him, or he might have laughed a little bit if he had heard you when he was here. There's a lot of love that comes from him, but I just feel like things might have been a little bit out of control in his life. And the only reason I say that is because of all that emotional stuff. We're just about ready to go to break. I don't know if you want to add something for a few seconds,
I
Renata.
I just need to ask two things. Has this been very recent?
It's been 2 years now.
Okay. And were there other people that passed besides him?
No, just him. Okay. But I did have my niece's husband pass Tuesday night.
Okay. Okay. That's what I'm getting, all the new people that are just passed.
Yeah. Okay. So that gives us
Susan,
a little bit of an emotional
just know that you're
thing.
Very loved, and he is giving you signs, and they're all together. They're all together. I wish we had more time.
I know. But actually, we've got to end the call
there. I know.
You should
come take a break.
Yeah. Sue, thank you so much for calling in. I hope that helped you just a tiny bit. All righty.
Yes, it has. Thank you so much.
Stay with us, everyone. We're going to take a very quick break, and we will be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love knows no death. A groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the ForeverFamilyFoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Renata Santarelli, but before we get back to her and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help. When you shop on the internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com. And instead, go to ForeverFamilyFoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website, and if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way that you can help us, and this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive. It's free. And just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like 1-800-Flowers, Home Depot, Old Navy, Sirius Radio, Victoria's Secret, and many, many more. So just go to ForeverFamilyFoundation.org, and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Okay, so let's get back to Renata now and our phone lines. We have time for maybe one or two more calls. Let's go to Carrie in Massachusetts. Carrie, are you with us?
Hi, it's Mary.
Oh, Mary. Yeah. I'm so sorry. Yeah.
Okay. That's okay.
Mary, welcome to the show. Would you like to have a connection with Spirit?
I would love that. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to turn you over to Renata.
Thank you. Oh. Hello, Mary. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for calling in. With you, I've got a strong male around you, which, and then I keep seeing military or someone in uniform. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Is your husband passed?
He was my partner.
Oh, he was your partner. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did he have issues with breathing, too, or something to do with the chest area?
No.
No, he didn't. Okay. Well, there's somebody. What about your father? Because there's another gentleman there.
Yeah, he did.
Okay. And then also, he keeps showing me the month of February. Was there any significance to the month of February, which was just last month?
No.
I'm telling you, I don't sing, so he's asking me to sing something to you, and I'm like, I'm not going to sing. Is music important to you or to him, or is there some issue about songs?
To him.
To him. Okay, so as long as I say music in a song, I'm like, please don't ask me to sing. I'm on the air. He wants me to give that to you, as long as it makes sense. And I don't know why boats or water, fishing or boats, a cruise.
did you go on one? Are you planning on going on one? Or is that something you were going to do?
No. Well, okay.
And you don't like the water. Maybe it's with your dad with the boating and the fishing. He's kind of funny, your father. But with your partner that I'm getting, he's just like, I don't know if there was some drama going on about his passing and different things that went on, but he does love the way you held your head high and you stood straight. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm sorry, I'm stealing everything. He's like, as hard as it was for you to take the high road, you did, and he's so proud of you because they can't take that from you with your integrity.
Mm-hmm.
He was very, very important with that. And do you have a daughter, or did he?
Both of us.
Both of you have daughters, and they're both here?
I have a daughter that's passed.
Okay,
with him.
So your daughter is with him, okay? Did she pass unexpectedly?
Yes.
And did she have any trouble with the chest or something?
Yes.
As I'm talking to you, I keep feeling like, you know, I can't breathe and I'm getting hit. I'm getting hit. Ooh, I just slapped myself. And also, there's a happy birthday somewhere for March, April, and then there's something in May that has nothing to do with Mother's Day.
Well, you know what? So my daughter's birthday was in February.
Okay.
And March and April are a lot of birthdays in my family. Mm-hmm. And May was the passing of my partner for 2 years now. Yeah.
Okay. And did he like to sing? Did he have a wonderful voice?
He did.
Okay, because he keeps saying, just sing. I'm like, no, not going to, as long as you understand. And I almost feel like if you haven't taken a vacation or something, he would like for you to go relax everything you've been through. And I don't know if it's because St. Patrick's Day is coming up, I keep seeing four-leaf clovers all around you and St. Patrick's Day and hearing the song Danny Boy and the bagpipe.
Oh, that's my dad's song.
Okay, so your dad's popping. Is your mom here or passed?
Yes, she's passed, yeah.
Okay, she says, I'm trying to get a word in, but they're not letting me. But they're taking care of the baby girl, and I'm so sorry for the passing of your partner and for your daughter.
Yeah,
but she loves you, Mom, and you wear something in memory of her and him.
That is, oh, my gosh, I got goosebumps because on my neck I have a pendant that has her cremations, and then my boyfriend gave me an emerald to the first Christmas after she passed in honor of her.
So they're both right there to your heart, and
right
so much, so much love for you. But he is being serious about going to the beach or the sand or the water just to get away.
Yeah.
Because the drama continued for quite a while.
Yeah.
Don't put up with it. He wouldn't.
Okay.
Doreen, you want to add anything?
Yeah, you know, I'm just going to add one little thing in here, Mary. When Renata was talking about music, I'm a musical person, so I was a professional singer and I did a lot of music stuff. I actually started hearing a song, and I don't know if he was, you know, making me hear the song because the title of it was important, or if because he really, really liked that song. But he was singing "My Way" by Frank Sinatra.
Yes.
Okay, and I don't know if it's because, was he a Sinatra fan, or was that like a thing for him? Or
that he did things his way.
His way. Yeah, see, I wasn't sure which way he wanted to go with it, but he's like, my way, and he wants you to adopt that as your own. In other words, make that your mantra. Because I think that was his, but he's saying, do it your way. And he was actually playing My Way by Frank Sinatra. So, and sometimes when they give me that song, sometimes that's what they mean. They mean, I did things my way, or I want you to do things your way, okay?
Yeah.
He should have asked you to sing, Doreen.
Oh, no. I'm recovering from laryngitis. We're not going there. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to leave it there with you, Mary. I hope this helped you just a tiny bit tonight.
It was so lovely. Thank you so much.
Oh, Mitty, you're very, very welcome.
Thank you. Okay.
All righty. I think we have time for one more, Renata.
Okay.
Okay, so we have Jeanette calling in from Florida. Jeanette, are you with us?
Yes, I sure am. Hi.
Hi, welcome to the show. Would you like to have a reading?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Hello, Jeanette. How are you doing in the sunny warmth of Florida?
I almost feel guilty.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm with you. You sound a little echoey to me, so I'm trying to really hear your voice.
Is this better?
Yes, it's better. Do you have a son that's here?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a son?
No son.
Okay. Because I keep hearing Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles. I don't know why. It's a very old song. Does that song mean anything to you? The Beatles music?
In a way it does. I have a few meanings for it. It's possible, yes.
Okay. And then also, I just have this gentleman standing here to my right who showed up, who is, I want to say, a wisecracker with a very dry sense of humor. And then I have do you have a sister that's here or passed?
No, my sister is here.
Your sister is here. Did she lose someone?
Well, we both lost our mother and our father.
Okay, your mom and dad are here. But there's a younger male with them, too. That's why I was asking whom it is, but they're all coming in.
She had a few miscarriages. She did have a few miscarriages.
Okay. Well, mom and dad are both coming in, and I want to actually, maybe the boat was for your dad. I don't know. But I was just going to say that it's so nice to have your parents are together, and I feel like, was dad gone longer than mom?
Oh, yes. My father died many years ago.
Because they're reunited. It's very important that you know that.
It was
a long time. And was anybody in the medical field, like a physician or a nurse?
Well, my godmother was a doctor, a pediatrician.
Okay. And she's passed?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Because they're all around you. And I don't know if you're working on a book or some type of writings.
I do write, and I've been told that before, that I should write a book, a children's book.
So what are you waiting for?
I know.
That's what I hear. What are you waiting for? But also, too, it's very important. I feel with your mother that, I don't know if she was unable to use her extremities, her hands or her feet or whatever, but she lost mobility.
She lost a little mobility. She basically, it was more her mind.
And before that, though, I felt like she was a very creative person.
Very.
So that's what she's doing. Everything from gardening to drawing to doing art. And I know this is very difficult. People don't understand. But when you lose someone to dementia or Alzheimer's, they're physically here, but their physical mind is no longer here. And that's why it's so important that they're reunited. And she's able to be creative again and to be responsive. And also there's a cat with her, just so you know. This cat's just like sitting there, just showed up.
Okay. We had a cat many years ago.
Okay, so the cat's with her. And Doreen, you want to add anything?
The only thing I will add to this is I feel like you must have a very close-knit family. Mm-hmm. I feel like they want you to know very much so that they're all together. And I feel like a closeness with all your people on the other side. But usually if I get it that way, it's because they were close in life. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do. And they do communicate with me.
Yeah.
So that might be it.
Yeah, and cherish that. Because I feel like, you know, it almost seems like sometimes like they're just hanging out with you. You might even like perceive them that way, you know, where... You know, you're just kind of relaxed and maybe watching TV or maybe sitting outside enjoying the nice weather, and it feels like mom is with you or dad is with you or just, you know, you just have a kind of a sense of them. And just so you know, though, it's very close-knit and very loving family, and I feel like it's very important that you know that they're all together. You have a lot of other people there as well, by the way, above you, like older generation, older family, because your mom and dad have a lot of people with them, but I feel like it's above you. Okay, so just so you know. And they're also saying, thanks for celebrating our lives. So you guys must get together, maybe around the holidays or if it's, you know, you're celebrating somebody's birthday here or something, and you always remember them or talk about them. So they want you to know they know, and they want you to know that they're grateful for that, and they thank you for that, for actually, like, keeping their memory alive. Isn't that cool? Because they know what goes on here.
I want to add something, if I can, really quickly before
Real
we
quick.
Go. Yeah. quickly.
Yes.
They want your godmother says, when Doreen was saying that they're hanging around you, just like you're watching TV or whatever, but your godmother keeps saying, get on with it. So if you're thinking about writing a book about Alzheimer's or being a caregiver, et cetera, family legacy, she just keeps saying, tell her to get on with it.
Okay.
Okay. They still tell us what to do, even when they're there. All right, we have to leave it there with you, Jeanette. I hope this helped you just a tiny bit today.
Yes, it did. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in. All righty, well, we're just about out of time, but I really want to thank our guest, Renata Santarelli, for joining us this evening. And, Renata, if our listeners would like more information about you or about your work, the best way is through the website?
The website, RenataSantarelliWeb.com, or go check me out on Facebook at Renata Santarelli.
Okay.
I thank you for having me on, and I wish all those tuning in to just open their hearts and know their loved ones are there beside them and trust what they receive, what they feel.
Awesome. Absolutely, every single time. I'd also like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight, and we hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. Don't forget, go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and please tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Doreen Malloy, and if you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at DoreenMalloy.com. In the meantime, I'd like to wish all of you a wonderful evening, and always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.